Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Riles applying the tag. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dawley now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moorman moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moorman moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, And the Brewers too. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing left field. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Charlie Moore pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Moore moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Schmidt and Molitor is out. Moore scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.